Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball towards left. Walker catches it and throws to first to double up Case. Two outs. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Quel reaches third base with a triple. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Gelbert moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gelbert scores. Bloodworth scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. K. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0-for-1 in the game. Welich takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a line drive towards third. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Walker steals second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wellage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wellage moves to third. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gelbert hits a fly ball towards left. Walker catches it and throws to Appling who relays to Hayes to double up Estilella. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellage scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Johnny Markham now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joaquín is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. QL hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Case steals second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Tresh and he is out, McNair applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker is hit by the pitch. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welich who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Senators. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Norm Schluter now catching. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welich hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estolella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. QL hits a line drive into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welich. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 4-3, Senators. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vernon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Norm Schluter. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.